Hoskinson says Cardano's disputed 1096 BTC paid for a 2016 audit. Cardano founder Charles Hoskinson has given a public account of 1096 BTC that critics have spent weeks asking about, saying the coins paid for a 2016 audit of the project's crowd sale and compensated the three reviewers who carried it out. The explanation, reported on June 15, 2026, lands on a sum that looked routine at the time and looks very different now, about $454,000 when it was spent, against roughly $72 million at Bitcoin's price of $65,684 as of June 15, 2026. The dispute centers on the gap between those two figures and on the paper trail behind the original payment. The figure at the center of the fight, Cardano's Genesis crowd sale, ran from October 2015 through January 2017 and pulled in about 184.5 BTC. The contested 1,096 BTC is roughly 1% of that raise. It was allocated to an Isle of Man Foundation entity that handled part of the project's early legal and operational setup. Hoskinson says that allocation went toward a multi-round audit of the crowd sale and to pay three reviewers. He named the reviewers and put the bill at about $454,000, with Bitcoin trading near $414 at the time. He called it a not unreasonable figure for a multi-round audit covering a complex international fundraise. The math is the uncomfortable part. The same 1,096 BTC that cost less than $500,000 in 2016 would fetch around $72 million today. Nothing about the payment changed. Bitcoin's price did. That single fact is why a 9-year-old line item is now a headline. The push for receipts, the clarification did not come unprompted. Thomas Braziel, a bankruptcy claims investor who works on recovering assets from collapsed crypto entities, has been pressing for documentation around the custody and control of Cardano's earliest funds. He wants invoices, approvals, and payment records, not a verbal account on a live stream. His scrutiny sharpened after the Isle of Man Foundation entity tied to the funds was dissolved in December 2025. Once an entity is wound down, the institutional record that would normally answer these questions becomes harder to reconstruct, and the people asking have to rely on whoever still holds the paperwork. So far, Hoskinson has supplied a narrative and named individuals. He has not in this round published the underlying invoices and sign-offs that Braziel is asking for. That distinction matters. An explanation answers what the money was for, while receipts let outsiders verify it independently. The story stays open until the second part arrives. Old spending decisions become present-day liabilities. Crypto's price history turns old spending decisions into present-day liabilities. A team that paid a vendor in Bitcoin in 2016 made a normal operating choice. The same choice, valued at 2026 prices, can read like a missing fortune. That framing is now a fixed feature of any project old enough to have raised in BTC, and it puts long-dormant treasuries back under the microscope. For a network the size of Cardano, the reputational stakes are less about the $454,000 and more about the standard of proof. Hoskinson is not a defendant here, and no regulator has alleged wrongdoing on this payment. The question is whether the project can show its early books cleanly when an investor asks. The answer shapes how much benefit of the doubt the founder gets on the next dispute. It also sits inside a wider pattern. Founders and executives across the industry are facing harder questions about where early money went and who controlled it. From courtroom fights over collapsed exchanges to probes of exchange leadership. The tools for that scrutiny have improved, and the dormant wallets from the 2015-2017 era are exactly where investigators look first. The state of play. Right now, there are two accounts on the table and one missing piece. Hoskinson says 1,096 BTC paid for a real audit and real reviewers in 2016. Braziel says that may be true and still wants the documents that would confirm it. Until invoices and approvals surface, both can hold their positions without either being disproven. The number that keeps this story alive is not the $454,000 anyone agrees was spent. It is the roughly $72 million those coins represent today, a figure that exists only because Bitcoin appreciated, and that no amount of explanation can shrink back to its 2016 size.